Hi.
Hey, I'm trying to speak
Hello?
with.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Mason?
Yes.
Okay, Mason, how you doing? This is Rick with Huff and Maser.
Hi, how are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. We actually had a chat, I think, 2 days ago about a mobile application you were looking for,
Yeah.
and I think you asked me to send you an email with all the details and our company profile and everything. And my email tracker tells me you're not seeing the email as yet. So I just wanted to make sure the email's not gone to your spam and you did really get a chance to look at it.
I didn't receive any. I only received one from your website about our chat history. I haven't received any email from you yet.
Well, since this second email that I sent to you had some attachments to it, this may have gone to your spam folder. Can you check your email right now? Can you check the spam?
One moment.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, it's on my spot.
Okay, so you found it, right?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, perfect. So, Mason, now that we're connected over the call, what's the plan from here? I think we had a good conversation earlier this week, and I think we were quite on the same page as well. Now, how soon do you take this to the next step?
I actually changed my mind a little bit because like the amount you told me is like too over my it's over my budget too much. Like, yes, I'm using my own money for this, so I decided to build a website instead of an app.
Okay. So, did you get any other quotes from any other companies for a mobile application?
No. I haven't talked to anybody yet. Like, I only talked to you.
Okay.
Like,
And
I did some research. Like, the price will be like similar. Won't be too high. Won't be too low. Just like the price you told me is the average. So I'm deciding now to build an app. Decided to build a website and stuff. Why?
well, we do websites as well. I mean, I can help you with the website as well. But I think with the mobile application, with the kind of business we were discussing, and how you want to have a service provider's application, I think a mobile application would be your ultimate way to go forward, right? Because even if you get a website right now, of course, due to affordability and the budget constraint, at some point in the future, you would have to get a mobile application. And I think you're thinking the same, right?
Yes, of course. If it's running wild, like if it's running wild in my area and it's, I see the potential, I will definitely build an app.
Right. So what kind of budget do you have right now? I mean, if you do a website, like you said, and not an application, what kind of budget?
Thinking about building a website myself, actually.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, you're a developer? Are you a website developer yourself?
I could learn. I'm learning. Also, if I'm building like a website, I have a lot of ideas coming out while I'm building the website, so I can make a change anytime, like whenever I have a new idea, right?
Right. So why don't
Yeah.
you, are you at a computer by any chance? I'd like to show you something.
Sorry?
Are you at a computer by any chance? Do you have a computer?
Yeah, of course.
And I realize I'm calling you uninformed, so I just want to make sure I'm not holding you up. I mean, we could still speak for a few moments, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Let me know when you're at the computer, and I'll give you a website to look at that we created.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is called Style Seat, as in style, STYLE.
Style.
And then seat, as in SEAT.
S-T-A-T?
No, I mean seat, as in like a chair. Seat.
S-C-A-T?
Yeah, you got it. .com.
.com? It cannot be reached. So, style, S-T-Y-L-E-S-A-A-T, right?
Right, yeah. Style, seat, all together, right? And then .com.
Style, seat? No, it can be reached. Unfriendly.
I'm looking at it right now. Or on Google, you could just type in style seat and click on the first website link that you see.
Like the haircut one? The barber one?
Yeah, there you go. So you can see it now, right?
Yeah, I can see it.
All right, so, you know, all service provider applications require similar functionalities, right? I mean, there would be a calendar whereby, you know, real-time availability would be shown. For I think your idea is about sports courts, right? You kind of offer, or you would allow other vendors to offer availability of their sports courts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so, like I said, I mean, with service providers, it's all, you know, about showing their services, you know, what kind of menu card they have, what kind of services they do offer, whether what kind of timing they are available for, and then what times are already booked by other customers, so there's no duplication in booking and there's no double booking for the same slot, right? That's the that's essentially the core idea. And then when you look at it from a customer's perspective, a client has to be able to see when they made the particular booking, right? They can go back to a booking that's already completed, or they can even look at, you know, a scheduled booking that's in the future, and they can, you know, interact with it, like making any kind of payment online for the booking, or marking the booking as completed when it's all done, just to make sure you know, the app knows that everyone is, you know, working in good faith on the application. Right, so this is more of a service provider application. This website that I'm showing you right now, Style Seat, it's not very similar to your idea. I think your idea is pretty novel, I'll be honest with you. So I don't really have an example that I could show you of exactly what you're looking for. But like I said, I mean, Style Seat is exactly the same in terms of you know, barbers and salons and grooming companies. So basically, beauticians and grooming service providers, they create an account on StyleSeat, and then they can, you know, upload the services they offer. For example, they offer nail services, they offer manicures and pedicures, they offer haircuts. All that they can put up as a customized menu of their own with a certain pricing. And then they have a calendar that they can customize. They can show whether they work on Saturdays and Sundays or not, whether, you know, they have a break between 12 and 2 every day in the noon to pick up their kids or to have their lunch or whatever, right? So all that is 100% customizable for a service provider. And on the other side is the customer that can search for a service provider within their vicinity and, you know, for the service that the service provider may be offering, right? And that is pretty much similar to your idea as well, except that you're doing it for the sports courts, right?
Yeah. I mean, I understand all you said, but I mean, if I make a website myself, I'm probably going to spend more time on saving money, right? Like, I'm just a beginner. I like saving money. Saving money is probably my first priority, right? I do have budget. Like, I mean, I have budget to make an app with you, but if I spend this money on building website, I have no more budget to do other stuff, right? You know, marketing is very important. Like, I need to let people know. So I was planning to spend most money on marketing instead of building this app.
Well, but
right, you spend all the money on this app. How do I do the marketing? Right.
Well, see, the problem I see with this idea, I completely, you know, agree with you, because marketing is equally important, right? But the problem with this plan is that, you know, for your kind of business model, the platform, which is going to be the website or the application, that is the core, right? That is the focal point of your service. Right now, the idea is only as good as, you know, the execution itself. How you execute the idea and how good that comes out to be is going to, you know, either make it or break it. Right? So you have an idea, but if you are not a developer yourself, and A, you would take probably about, you know, years or maybe a few months if you're very dedicated. You'd probably take a 6 months or 8 months to just set up the website and get out in the market, right? To be able to start the marketing that you're more focused on right now, right? However, if a developer builds it for you, it's going to take less than 2 months, right? Of course, that save you time, but in, you know, whoever does it for you is of course going to charge you a certain reasonable amount of money, you know, for the man hours. But those man hours are for, you know, the skilled service providers. I mean, there's a designer that's going to design the complete website, and then there's a developer who knows how to put a website together, and then there's a testing person like an SQA, and then there's a back-end person that deals with the DevOps, which is the hosting, which is the, you know, the back-end server of the website. Now, if you're telling me that you're a beginner with building a website, I think it's going to take you at least about a year, if not two or more, to be able to get some basic knowledge about, you know, design, development, DevOps, and the, you know, the SQA, which is the testing resource, right? That kind of time, and then again, the product itself, the website, the main core of your business, the platform, it's going to be subpar, of course, because, you know, no matter how much hard work you put into it, it's going to be your first website at the end of the day, right? So it cannot be nothing be like, you know, the kind of website you're looking at right now, or the other websites that I could show you that are built by professional designers and developers. So let me ask you this, Mason, just to cut this short for you, what kind of budget do you have right now in total, including marketing, that you want to spend on this business before it becomes successful? I mean, before it starts generating money for you?
I'll say the initial budget is $50,000. I will put more money in it. Like, it's just mine, right? I do have partners. I do have, like, other people in my team. I do have, like, future support. So,
right.
And this idea is not, like, I'm not in a rush, so... Whether I'm taking 1 year or 2 years building this website, it doesn't matter, right? If I spend, like, say, $70,000 on this app, like, even, like, if I fail, I only have an app on my hand for nothing, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
I mean, but if you had told me earlier that you had a, you know, was out of your affordability, which I now understand, we could have done something about it. I mean, let's say if, you know, you could stretch your budget from $50,000 to $70,000. I think you said $50,000 is your budget right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could stretch that to $70,000 and you told me, Rick, I like the idea. I like what you guys do. I like your portfolio, everything, right? But I need something to, you know, I need the budget for marketing as well. Probably, I mean, I could take this back with my team. I could discuss this with our, you know, directors and everyone. I could show them your idea. I can tell them if you're interested in doing the app with us. And then I may be able to offer a complimentary, let's say, a 6 months of marketing plan for you, right? So that same marketing plan, if you go out to a marketing company, like a boutique, high-end marketing company based in New York, it probably is going to charge you $3,000 for 6 months just to market your application. And then the marketing itself is going to, you know, the result of the marketing is, of course, going to depend on the platform and how well your application and website has been developed, right? And if you build it yourself, again, I mean, you could take your time. And like I said, I mean, since you said that you have time and you're not in a rush, but at the end of the day, whatever you come up with is not going to be close to, you know, what the professional designers and developers can do for you. Even I, for one, cannot do a website or an app like a designer or a developer would do it for me, right? And if you spend like, you know, say $20,000, $30,000, or $50,000 in marketing, but the platform is not so good, or it's not, it cannot compete with the other options out there, or your other competitors out there, of course the marketing is not good, right? So the first step is that you get a good platform, and then if the marketing budget is the only problem, I mean, if that's the only problem you're looking at right now, we probably can do something for you. I mean, I understand that you're doing this as a single-man army, and you don't have a lot of investors on your back, and you're doing with this with your own savings. We could help you out by including, like I said, a complimentary marketing plan for, let's say, 6 months. That's going to include your social media marketing. That's going to include your search engine ranking. Just like, for example, you have Teeth right now on Google, and you would find them on top. We could bring you on top for your name and for your business and your industry as well on Google, right? And then we can run paid ads for you as well on Google Marketing. And we can get you the kind of subscribers and the app downloads that you're looking for. So all that is not a problem. But I had to know, of course, that you were finding it hard to get it to $70,000. And if you think that, you know, $50,000 is the maximum limit that you can do, and even $70,000 would be out of your range, then again, like I said, I can take this back to my team and I can let them know that, you know, one of my clients, Mason, is doing this on his own, and he does not have, he's not a big enterprise right now, and he's not, he doesn't have investors right now. And probably we can do something about it. I mean, we could cut down the cost, we could cut down the timeline, and we could probably help you in some ways. But before we get to that, I need to hear from you if whether you are interested in hiring a company for building a platform for you before you go to marketing, based upon the discussion we've had so far.
I plan to do so when I go to bigger market. Like, I'm only planning to do, like, in Ottawa, and leaving in Ottawa. Like, if it's going well in Ottawa, I may expand. I may hire companies. Like, of course, you are the first choice for me, but for now, I'm not planning to hire a company. Like, it's, I understand what you said. Like,
right.
I mean, if I'm like, if I have enough budget, I won't do business, right? If I'm like super rich man, I won't do business, right?
You're right, and I can tell you this. You know, I've worked with several companies over my 12 years of experience in this industry, and I can tell you that almost about 80% of everything that you're looking at today once started as, you know, a single person or two partners or four partners coming together, and they were individuals at the end of the day. And now today, you know, say fast forward 5 years, 10 years, they are enterprises. They're companies. They have employees, and they have come to that stage. But in, you know, I think like I said, most things start from where you are right now, but it all comes down to how you execute your idea. And I think with your idea, the main focal point, like I said, is going to be the platform before you can even think about the marketing. I mean, if the platform is not good, then the product is bound to fail, right? The idea is bound
to fail. I understand.
But if it's built professionally, then it can do wonders. It can, you know, it can exceed its expectations that you have with it right now. Now, here's the deal. If you don't, I think if you are just starting out and you want to test the waters, like we say it, you want to test the market and see if you can gain the right kind of traction, then I would not even recommend that you go for a mobile application right from start, right? Because the mobile application is an expensive endeavor. It does take money. You have got the quote now, so you have a good idea of what we are talking about. I would rather say you start with a website, and I think you, after hearing your idea and after hearing that you're just starting out, I do agree that you should go with just a website for now. And that's going to help you, you know, test the waters, like we say. First 1,000 users, first 500 customers, they're going to give you an idea. They're going to give you a feedback of whether, you know, your product is good enough to be scaled to the mass market or not, right? And for that, I
Right.
think website would be enough. Something like a mobile application, an expensive mobile application, would definitely be your next step in the future, say a year down the road, when you have at least about, say, 500 customers that are paying customers on your website and on your platform.
Correct.
Right? Now,
Yeah.
if we do the website and the marketing together for you, right, that means a website that has three interfaces, one for the customers, one for the vendors, which is the service providers, and a third one for you as the admin and the owner of the website. And then we do, you know, after the website's completed, we do 6 months of marketing for you, including the social media, search engine, and the paid ads as well. I can try and get you going for $20,000, which is 40% of the total budget you have right now, right? If you were an enterprise, if you were a big company, honestly, I would not quote you less than $50,000, especially now that I know that you have $50,000 to invest into it, right? But I'm trying to help you and, you know, kind of bring you on board so we can work together for a longer relationship. And then once this first website and this first product succeeds, then, you know, who knows? You know, you might come back again and you might want to get an app going as soon as possible. So what do you think? I mean, shall we stay in contact? Shall we get this, shall we, you know, shall I submit to you a plan? Shall I take this forward with my internal team and get an approval on the $20,000 budget? Or you want to do it on a $0 spending on your own?
I still want to do it my own. Like, if I decide to hire a company like you, you will be my first option, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you. All right. So
Thank you.
basically, give it your time. I don't mind. And if you need any kind of help, even, you know, even if you don't want to work with us, like, you know, purchase a service, but if there's anything that I can help you with, like, you know, brainstorming or something, I'd be more than, you know, I'd try and be more than helpful, right? So you're more than welcome to give me a call back or leave me a text. You have my email now as well. And do go through the company profile and everything that I sent to you. And that's going to give you some idea on what other products out there in the market look like. So you can start, you know, getting some creative fluids going as well, right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so I'll let you go for right now, Mason. You have a good day ahead, and I look forward to hearing back from you sometime in the future. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye.